Hey there, on this week's Industrial Talk News, we're talking conferences. I went to a couple of conferences, and I'm going to distill it down into key points. You need to hear about it. Podcasts, definitely. Companies, absolutely. Books, yes, you got to educate. Got a couple of books to highlight. I like eating, food, here's one right there. And of course, events. Let's get back to normal. Let's get cracking. All right, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk News. All right, so I've been gone. Some time now. I've been, fortunately for me, been attending some conferences. One was the SMRP conference, and the other one was the Manufacturing and Technology Show conference. SMRP was in St. Louis, and the Manufacturing and Technology conference in Cleveland. St. Louis, great town. Cleveland, great town. Both were absolutely wonderful events. Here's what I learned. So this is all great. We have this conversation. We talk about Industry 4.0. Yes, everybody's talking about Industry 4.0. Yes, Edge, AI, ML, you name it, IoT, IIoT, cloud, digital twin, you name it, it's been talked about. And so one of the real challenges that came out as a result of my conversation with manufacturers, suppliers, you name it, these are the challenges. And this is clear. This digital transformation, revolution, journey, opportunity, many of the small to mid-sized companies will not be able to participate. Many of the companies that are delivering solutions are always focused in on the larger companies. They can afford making mistakes. The small to mid-sized companies, no, they can't. And yet we're going to, you know, pass them up. They're not going to be able to participate. And that was a big, big conversation that we had at these two conferences, that what do we do? What are the solutions? What are the problems we're trying to solve, right? And how can we allow the small to mid-sized businesses the ability to participate? It's a simple question. It is important. The other issue, that's number one, how do we get them to participate? Number two, who do I trust? If I had a nickel every time I had somebody talk to me about their AI solution, I'd be rich. If I had a nickel every time somebody told me about their edge solution, I'd be rich. Because everybody is talking about it. Everybody, if you go out to their websites, say the same thing. It is the same value proposition. I'm not here to say, hey, it's minimized, diminished by any means. No, I am not. And it is important for many of these mid-sized companies to participate. It is a fact. How do we create a sense of trust, right? That's important. How do we get the small to mid-sized businesses the ability to participate and listen to what their problems are and solve their challenges? And how do we create trust? How do we make sure that these individuals who have put their blood, sweat, and tears in these businesses, the ability to be able to create a business of resilience and definitely a business that has longevity and legacy. That is exactly what we were talking about in many cases. The other area, they're always saying, hey, I need people to help me with my manufacturing business. I can't find anybody. How do I upskill or reskill my workforce, right? Workforce development, big topic, right? And honestly, it's a challenge. The educational institutions that exist today, are they nimble enough to be able to address the velocity that exists today within the manufacturing, within industry, to be able to access all of the great innovation that exists out there? I pose the question that they're not. We've got to rethink our ability to be able to educate. We've got to understand what is important to the person that needs these solutions, and that's the manufacturers, right? Upskilling, reskilling, trust, and how do we get small to mid-sized businesses, manufacturers to participate in the digital transformation journey? They need people. We need that. This is important, and I heard this throughout this conference. This is important to our country, to the world, right? No doubt about it, right? And then finally, the other area that, boy, it's a hornet's nest, and that is supply chain. Yes, supply chain. For these companies to survive, they need their bolts. They need their feedstock. They need the inputs that are necessary to manufacture what they manufacture. What do? We've talked about onshoring, nearshoring, reshoring, all of those terms. Are those plausible options to help with the supply chain? Immediately? No. What do? There's a lot of challenges out there that need to be resolved, that need to be addressed, that need to be. I'm here to say, based off of the individuals that I've met, I believe a lot of these challenges can be, once again, resolved through some sort of technology, some sort of innovation. Get the right people, train them, do what is necessary, and it has to happen yesterday. But the reality is, it's a challenge. The speed, the velocity of all of this taking place for the mid to small businesses is blistering, and it's hard for many. I'm just telling you right now, hard for many to even keep track. I can't keep track, and I'm in the business of the media. So those are the areas that I think that is necessary. SMRP, you need to get engaged with those folks because they're really trying to do everything they can to help small to mid and even large manufacturing companies succeed. The other thing in the manufacturing technology show, incredible organization, also dedicated to bringing solutions to this very valuable community. And I got to shout out to the economic development organizations that are in Northeast Ohio. They are phenomenal. If you have a desire to get into manufacturing, yeah, you need to look in that area of the country. They are super supportive, super focused on your success. Solutions all around. That's Team Neo. That's an organization, Jobs Ohio, Magnet, you name it. They're out there. They're trying to figure out ways of being able to help these companies succeed. That's my soapbox. Remember, we've got to figure out a way for small to mid-sized businesses to participate in this digital transformation journey. It's imperative. They don't, they will not succeed going forward, or it'll be challenging. And be able to create some sense of trust, that advisory group that they can tap in on. That's just me. That's what's been fed to me. That is the conversation that I had over the past couple of weeks with many. Now, let's go to some podcasts. Got a couple of new podcasts out there. The first one I want to just highlight, his name is Paul Casto. And boy, I'll tell you, managing business case, return on investment, risk. Big topic. GE Digital is the company, right? He was at SMRP. Phenomenal professional. And yeah, he hits a number of points that are necessary for you to be aware of. ROI. If we're not delivering solutions with a positive ROI, then we fail. We need the discipline and the techniques available today to be able to do that. Paul is a leader in achieving and delivering those solutions. The next podcast was with a gentleman by the name of John Nottingham, Mr. John Nottingham. So you're saying to yourself, well, what's he all about? Nottinghamsburg. Put that, I don't know where, but put it someplace, right? Because that organization, along with EY, are doing some phenomenal, in delivering some phenomenal solutions for manufacturers. And here's some street cred conversation. One, the toothbrush, the spinning head toothbrush, yep, Nottinghamsburg. That's where it came from. Swiffer. Yeah, you know Swiffer. That's where it came from. That team, that soup to nuts capability to be able to say, yep, design, manufacture, prototype, do it all, do it in one location, and then, of course, be able to distribute it to the market, figuring out the packaging, understand the marketing, everything at Nottingham Spirit. John Nottingham, that guy is passionate about what they are doing. All right, go. Find those two. Get them. Put them in your – you got to do it. Now, so I'm going out, and I'm working with a person who is a dynamo. Marta is her name. Anyway, she turned me on to this company called SEATREC. So what they're doing is that they're able to use the thermal climes, the thermal characteristics within the ocean to be able to take these and generate energy from these particular devices that are out in the oceans that are giving it real-time information on what's taking place in the ocean. And what was interesting from this particular company that came up with this particular solution is that we lose around the world over 1,000 of these buoys, these markers that exist out there. They just sink to the ground. They sink to the ground, sink to the bottom of the ocean. They've come up with a way of being able to continue to collect that data for our benefit, for our benefit. That technology, that innovation is being done at SEATREC. And you got to check it out. That's SEATREC.com. That's SEATREC. Find out more. All right. Here's the deal. So I'm reading a couple of books. If you're out on video, here's one right there. The future is faster than you think. I just started reading that. And this was given to me by a wonderful friend of mine who said, because we had this conversation, I said, the velocity of which technology, innovation, and how it's impacting business is hard to keep up with. But it is happening. There is no doubt about it. There is no denying the realities of this. Here's a book that talks about the conversion of technologies are transforming business, industries, and our lives. It is a fact. It is a wonderful read. I just started it. I'm excited to finish it up. That's The Future is Faster Than You Think, right there. I'm also reading at the same time Questioneering. The premise is that we're not asking the right questions to solve problems. Sometimes we might fall upon the ability to be able to do it, but the reality is, are we truly asking the right questions to solve customers' problems? Because that's who we have to be just pinpoint focus on. What do they need? What do they need to get done? What are their pain points? Focus on it. Questioneering. So a couple of points that I see in this particular read is it maximizes focus and builds values. That's one. These are the three core reasons. It creates emotional involvement. And then finally, it drives execution of your strategy. Yeah, you need to solve problems. Nottingham Spirit, their primary focus is to see what the customer wants and needs and what problems that need to be solved. We have to be about solving the problems for our customers. But that requires us to dynamically and to be able to collaborate with our customer base to find out what they need, period. No other way. All right. So I'm in St. Louis. I had a great opportunity to go to a restaurant named Gary's. Put that on it. It's downtown. Great breakfast. Gary's. I love eating, by the way. It's all fantastic. And then if you're on the video, you can see this Collision Bend, right? Brewing Company. And they had a macaroni cheese with pork belly and, of course, macaroni and cheese, of course, and some other goodies. It was spectacular, not to mention the beer flights were wonderful as well. Yeah. So that is in, of course, Cleveland, Ohio. So that's down in an area that is called, I can't remember, but Collision Bend is the the restaurant. Make a note of it. Two events that you need to put on your calendar. One, Hanover Messe. That is at the end of April. We've got to get back to normal. We've got to begin to educate and be just pinpoint focused on educating, collaborating with people who have solutions as well as your customer and innovate. Create that innovation to be able to do that, right? That's one. Got to get it. That's Hanover Messe. We're going to be there. IoT Solutions World Congress, that's in May, also going to be there. And again, educate, collaborate, and innovate. Solve problems. All right, that wraps it up for all of us. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, you got to continue to do that. Educate, collaborate, and you got to solve the problems of your customers through innovation and what they need. So thank you very much. And we're going to be back next week. Talk to you soon.